Welcome to Get Psyched, a podcast brought to you by PsychSign.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the PsychSign podcast. This is your host, Arizu. Today I'm joined by a special guest. He's a rising fourth year medical student. His name is Rishabh. Rishabh, thank you so much for being here. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Arizu. Thank you so much. First, I just wanted to say thank you for taking this initiative to restart the podcast. I actually had the honor of meeting the founder and past host of this podcast, Shadan Nourjean, at the APA conference last year in New Orleans. And she's currently a psych resident at Sinai, New York. And I think she'll be delighted to hear that someone has revived this podcast and picked up where she left off. So great job. My name is Rishabh Chawla. I use he, him pronouns. I'm a rising fourth year med student at Medical College of Georgia in Augusta, Georgia, which is also where I was originally born and grew up. I went to Georgia Tech in Atlanta for my undergrad, majored in chemistry. I worked as an ER scribe at Emory for my gap year and before coming back home for med school in 2020. And my relationship to PsychSign is that I am currently the PsychSign delegate to the medical student section of the AMA.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that. So how long have you been a member of PsychSign?
So I've been a member of PsychSign since I started med school, or ever since the first semester, I would say, when I joined the National Listserv. And the past year, I actually ran for my position to be on the exec board.
That's awesome. And how's your experience been so far?
I loved it. So I got really involved in health policy in my first 2 years of med school. And I thought that this would be a great avenue to continue advocacy and health policy by being a liaison between the AMA and PsychSign.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I'm sure you deal with a lot of different people from different backgrounds, being a liaison between PsychSign, which is in itself a very large organization, and then AMA, which is, you know, as we know, the largest medical organization in the country. So that must be very exciting.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to talk about wellness and self-care in medical school, because medical students, as we know, we are pulled in a million different directions, but at the same time, we recognize that it is so important to maintain the different aspects of our identity and take care of ourselves and not just focus on the medical aspect of things. We have to take care of our social lives. We have to take care of our emotional health. We have to take care of our physical health. And that doesn't just mean focusing on our academics and careers 24/7. So I thought this episode would be a great opportunity for us to share a little bit about our experiences with the listeners. So Rishabh, why is wellness important to you?
Yes, I think you said it perfectly. You know, having a life outside of medicine is something that we all, you know, aspire to do in med school, but sometimes it's very difficult. I'll preface this by saying that, you know, wellness is a word that can evoke some rolling of the eyes and skepticism, especially when it comes from administrative higher ups who are telling you to focus on wellness. But that doesn't mean it's not true, right? I mean, wellness does matter. And for me, wellness is not just about, you know, blocking off time to do hobbies or activities that make you whole, but also, you know, being present when you do them and doing your best to not think about school or your other obligations when you are involved in those activities that give you pleasure. So yes, like find what forms of self-care that work for you. That's what wellness means to me. And whether that be meditating or taking a bubble bath or going to the gym, and then just being like very present during all those things. So to answer the question, you know, wellness is important because, you know, it affirms to me that I am worthy of wellness, like now, not after the next module exam or shelf exam or step one or the next big thing, but like right now we are worthy of wellness as medical students, and we don't have to deserve, we don't have to work towards being well.
Yes, I love your answer for so many reasons. And I think one of the biggest things you mentioned was at the very end, we deserve just as much as anyone else to take care of ourselves. And just because we're on this journey to medicine and identify as medical students and, you know, being pulled in this million different directions doesn't mean that we're not deserving of taking the time out of our day to do things just for us. And on top of that, I want to highlight another thing you said, which was wellness. You know, the definition looks different for everyone, but I think that I appreciate that you highlighted that wellness is not just blocking off chunks of your time of your day to, you know, meditate or go to the gym or call your family or do something for yourself. It's almost like a mindset, and it's about being present in the moment when you are studying and when you are in the grind. How can you interweave wellness into even the hard moments of your day-to-day life, even when you are in the grind, even when you have to get up early to go to rotations? How can you implement wellness in the little ways? And I think that was great that you touched on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's and that's not to say like that I've been perfect at this, because I definitely have not been, because it is challenging for everyone. But
absolutely,
I think that's a good goal to strive for.
Yeah. And another thing you just mentioned is that it is a journey and it's a process. Like, you don't just perfect wellness. Like, it's a work in progress, and it's about figuring out what makes you feel better, what fills your cup, what brings you back to like 100% battery charge, right? So you're able to tackle what you have coming next, right? But also appreciate what you have in the moment, right? And so how do you balance self-care with medical school?
So yeah, this follows from my answer to the last question, which is just trying to make sure that wellness is about wellness. And as I said, this is pretty challenging to do, especially for me the last few weeks when I've been dedicated for step two, just trying to not make sure that consumes, you know, every waking minute of your day. One actionable thing that I've taken is I try to not listen anymore to educational or board review podcasts if I am taking a walk, for example. I just try to, you know, be present on my walk, soak in the nature, you know, feel the breeze on my skin, or if you're in Georgia during the summer, then the humidity on your skin. But just being present in the world around you, and, you know, being thankful for the moment that you're in. I would say another thing that helps me, you know, balance self-care is doing my best to just keep in touch with friends, particularly friends who are outside of med school or medicine, you know, catching up on each other's lives. And then also like just having a real conversation about, you know, something outside of our careers, because I think that helps me stay, you know, very connected to the world around me.
Yes, I agree with everything you just said. One thing you did mention was being more connected with your walks. Like, when you are on your walks, not listening to, you know, step review podcasts. And we're all tempted to do that on our drives and on our walks, and to be living, breathing, and thinking about medicine every waking moment of our day. But it's really, that's not balance, in my opinion, and it might be different for some, but again, the question is about balance. And so I appreciate that you mentioned you do take the time to take that chunk of your day to actually be present on your walk and actually feel the breeze on your skin or the humidity on your skin, and actually take that time for you to just even just mentally check out and just not even think about anything, because that's so important for our brains to be able to kind of flush out everything and actually give it space and room to breathe, so to speak. And another thing you touched on was taking the time to nurture and cultivate those social connections, because as we know, like humans, we crave social connection, and we need that. We need that conversation. We need that connection. And on top of that, connecting with people outside of medicine can be so important, because it just adds another layer, another perspective to your life that, you know, there is life outside medicine, no matter how it may feel to us as medical students. So I think that's very, very important. With that said, what are your favorite ways to de-stress?
There's a few ways. So as I alluded to, I love to take long walks. So oftentimes that's just in my neighborhood, would maybe walk like a couple miles, maybe like an hour before sunset. Sometimes there is a trail that I like to go to. It's about 10 minutes from my house. It's called Savannah Rapids, and it's a beautiful trail that along the river, it basically divides Georgia and South Carolina, because that's Augusta is on the border of those two states. And basically the trail starts like in the suburbs and goes all the way to downtown Augusta, where my med school is. So it's a very long trail, and I find it just a beautiful place to go to just to relax and de-stress. Another way that I like to de-stress is I love to write. So journaling is, you know, one of the most therapeutic things that I found has helped me in med school. It's a great way to just, you know, vent or as a form of catharsis. It's also just a great way to keep track of memorable things that happen in your life. So for example, a few days ago, I was taking a walk on the sidewalk of a park that was adjacent to these tennis courts. And there was a 2-on-1 pickleball match going on. And one of the people playing just asked if I wanted to join. And I had never played before, but I was like, okay, why not? And I was horrible at it because I was holding it like I was holding a tennis racket, and that's not how it works. So I did not do very well, but you know, that was a very memorable experience that I just later like journaled later on, so that if I look back on it like months, years from now, I will, you know, have like a very vivid picture of that unexpected day. So yes, journaling, you know, taking walks. I love to play and watch tennis. I've been playing tennis since I was 7 or 8 years old. And I played competitively throughout middle and high school, and then stopped in college. And now I just play casually, but I do love watching, you know, professional tennis, and I follow, you know, most, if not all, the ATP tournaments and Grand Slams. So those are just some ways that I like to, you know, focus on my wellness.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I feel like you read my mind, because I do the exact same things for my wellness. Like, it's just so coincidental that you mentioned those things. I mean, I never played tennis competitively by any means. I want to get that, you know, cleared up. But like, I recently got into tennis, and I've realized that like, I love taking care of my physical health, but it has to be like in the form of some activity. And it needs to be fun for me. And so that I've literally picked up tennis in the last few weeks, and I'm waiting for the weather to get warmer, because I have to like cherry pick nice warm days to go out. But once the summer hits, I just bought, you know, new balls and new rackets, and I'm so excited to play tennis. Yeah. But I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I feel like I want to highlight what you said about journaling. A lot of people, it's not their cup of tea. I love journaling personally because it allows me to have that conversation with myself, and allows me to get introspective and reflect on whether it's my feelings or what happened throughout the day. It allows me to just have that conversation and get to know myself a little better, and also reflect on things, whether or not that thing really did bother me, whether it's worth getting upset about. And usually in the process of journaling out my thoughts and venting to my journal, I get over whatever is bothering me. And so it's this very cathartic and therapeutic, thing in and of itself. And so, but I love that you highlighted different activities that you like to do, because it's important to remember that wellness is, again, not just one thing. It doesn't look the same for everyone. And we need to have multiple tools in our toolbox to be able to tackle the stressors of medical school and of life and just in general. And so it's important to have multiple things at your disposal. If you can't go outside for a walk, if it's raining, like, what can you do inside? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sort of thing. You need to be a little bit more malleable and adaptable. So I love that you highlighted a few different things that you do. So we're going to wrap it up, but what is your advice for pre-meds or rising medical students?
So you decided to save the hardest question for last. So I just, you know, wanted to preface by saying I'm still a student. I'm 26. I've pretty much been a student for all my life, except for that one gap year I had working at Emory. So I don't have, you know, life figured out by any means. So please, you know, keep that context in mind. I'll just start out by saying, for pre-meds and people aspiring to go into medicine, just know yourself. Spend time, as you alluded to, like reflecting on who you are and what you want in life. Not just for like admissions interviews or like professional networking and stuff, because like, sure, those are very important, but this is for you. Think about how like your values and your interests like intersect with the career that you want to have. Thinking about the life you want to live and how might that affect how your specialty choice might affect that. And do you want medicine to be, you know, a part of your life, or do you want medicine to play a much larger role in your life? And neither one of those is right or wrong. This is like a very personal choice, of course. So that's the first thing I'll say. Another thing, this is very cliche, but just have confidence in yourself and really believe in yourself and that you can conquer the challenges that lie ahead of you. Yes, very cliche, but you will be surprised by, you know, how much you can kind of finesse these exams and score higher than you thought you could have just by faking confidence and pretending that you know everything. On that note, even on the topic of confidence, even just a few years ago, I would have been like terrified if someone had asked me to be a guest on a podcast or asked me to do any sort of thing where I have to like talk or speak, because I much rather just prefer to like write everything out and just would have just probably just sent you a paragraph responses to all these. But you know, things change, you know, I've grown and evolved, and so you just be ready to grow a lot on this path, and both professionally and personally.
Wow, you said that beautifully. I think I agree with all of that. You know, it's important to know who you are coming into this, because it is a difficult journey, and you know, there's so many chances and opportunities for growth and progression, but to get there, you have to know who you are and know what's important to you and not just jump at every opportunity. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that advice. And I think I agree, like a few years ago, I would have never seen myself doing a podcast, but here I am. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and learning new things and meeting super cool, interesting people every time I record an episode. So, you know, thank you for being here, Rishabh. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy, you know, board schedule to talk to me about student wellness and mental health. Good luck with your studying, and thank you for being on here.
Thank you so much, Erzu. This has been a pleasure, and best of luck with the rest of the podcast.
Thanks. All right. Bye, folks.